KX93.5, and this is Ed. Welcome to City Chats. We are really fortunate to have Adam Gufferati, the Senior Recreational Supervisor with the City of Laguna Beach, obviously. Adam is with us today. Thanks for being with us today, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Ed, for having me here.
Oh, good, good. Now, you just recently got back from vacation.
I did. It was a week in Colorado and a week in Oregon, exploring the outdoors with my brother and his family. Pretty amazing. It's really nice to get away from Laguna once in a while, but even better to come home.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic, man. So welcome back. We missed you. The entire city missed you while you were gone.
Thanks.
Adam, tell me a little bit about your background. What brought you here to Laguna Beach?
I think, like a lot of people, I didn't see myself doing what I'm doing right now at 35. You know, I started in college wanting to be a kindergarten teacher, and then that kind of switched to being a chiropractor. And I actually went to school to be a chiropractor and was working part-time for the city kind of at the same time. And in about 2012, I kind of did that fork in the road and kind of figured out that I loved working for the city, loved community services, and been full-time since 2008.
Do you ever have friends that still come to you for a little chiropractic work?
I do. I will give them a little massage and a little stretch, but I won't touch the neck anymore. It's been too long since I was in school.
You could cause damage that way, right?
Yes, very much so.
For those of you out there, by the way, yeah, no amateur chiropractors, please. What exactly is your role with the city? What does a senior recreational supervisor do?
So, yeah, I work in community services, which is also Parks and Rec. A lot of people get confused. They think we are actually planning. But we're actually more of the fun side of the city, the planning all of the activities, helping Public Works with the parks. But my main function is the aquatics division. So I oversee our aquatics division, which is our community pool.
Okay.
I also help Marine Safety with their junior lifeguard program. And then I also oversee our special events. So Hospitality Night, which, Ed, you were great this last year helping us with Hospitality Night. The Brook Street Surf Contest, Patriots Day Parade. And then one of my favorites, we do an annual cookie contest.
Ooh.
And Tyler was a big help. He was one of our judges last year
for our annual cookie
contest, which does happen in November. And we'll have it again this year. It'll be our third annual cookie contest. And then lastly, I do the recreation brochure.
Okay.
So I'm one that puts together every quarter our recreation brochure that gets mailed out to everyone, has all of our different classes. And so I'm really happy with what I do here because it's a little bit of everything. I get a dabble in a little bit, and I get to work with a lot of different departments, which is something I love.
Now, I got to tell you, I received the brochure, and it is streamlined and easy to read and very functional. I absolutely love it. What a great job. Now I know who does that, man. Thank you.
Thank you. No, it's definitely a passion project for me, and it's definitely something we spend a lot of time on. And one of the biggest things we do is the cover. We spend a lot of time going over different covers and what we want to do, and we love it that it's always local artists. So This past summer, you'll notice the cover is our two banners that we've chosen that are also at Main Beach. And then other times we use a lot of photos that come through our photo contest.
Okay. Now, when you walked in the door, you handed me a greeter's pledge. And essentially, if you don't mind, I'm going to read it out for the audience here. I, Ed, pledge to follow the greeter principles by being friendly, welcoming, open-minded, and respectful. I will greet people with a smile. I will have the compassion not to be a bully and the courage not to be a bystander. I love that. I will make a positive difference in my community. And it's a pledge. I actually sign and date this and give it back to you.
Yep.
What a great idea.
Yeah, we started this last year. It was an anti-bullying campaign we wanted to start. And we wanted it to actually have connections within Laguna.
Right.
So everyone knows in Laguna we have a long-standing tradition of greeters. You know, someone that's smiling, waving at other people. And so we thought this was a perfect opportunity. And we've got these greeter pledges. We started this last year. We've done it at our various events. And then local artist Sly Dog,
you did
a sticker for us. I'm going to hand you that sticker right now. Thank you so much for signing our pledge.
No problem. And you know what? Sly Dog is, he's got multi-talented guy, man.
He is.
He does everything. He does, he serves, and he certainly designs well. I love this design.
If anyone knows Sly Dog, you definitely can pick out his artistic, this is definitely a Sly Dog original.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Now, you chose some music to come in here. And the first song out of the gate that you chose, one of my favorites of all time, Hotel California by the Eagles. Give me the significance of that song for you.
You know what? It's got a lot of memories. I grew up in Orange County, actually Mission View, and it was just a song that always was playing on hot summer days, driving down Coast Highway, windows down. It's just, it's my anthem, and it's always something You know, it was a little tricky coming up with my three songs, but I knew this was going to be my first one.
I love the fact that you mentioned warm summer days and windows down in the car. That's exactly where I am when I hear that song, man.
Yeah, but did you notice I said Coast Highway and not PCH?
Yes, yeah.
That is definitely a Laguna thing.
I get called out on it sometimes. Sometimes, I've been here 25 years, I sometimes say PCH, I get called out on it immediately. I'm like, where are you from? Yeah, okay. So let's check this out now. We've got Adam in studio with us, and this is Hotel California by the Eagles. Yeah, you picked a great song. You picked a great first song out of the gate, man. Good choice. We are speaking with Adam Gufferati, Senior Recreational Supervisor here for the City of Laguna Beach. And we're now in it, man. It came fast, but summer is here, Adam. What kind of programs are we looking at this summer?
So once again, we got some awesome programs. You know, these are programs that I wish were available when I was 8 years old. I mean, every time I put these programs together, or my staff, or we, you know, collaborate on these programs, it's like, this is stuff that I wish we had. And one which is taking place right here at the radio station, we're doing our radio camp again. This is the third summer we're doing the radio camp. Yeah. It's been highly successful. The kids absolutely love it. They get a chance to come into the radio station, learn about the industry. And then the last day, which we always love turning the radio on in the office, they get to actually produce their own show, which is just amazing.
It sounds great. And you know what? You realize how talented these kids are. We have kids in this community, man, that could really, they have some game. There's no kidding.
Yeah, these kids grow up with computers, something that, you know, our generation didn't have. So they're really able to do stuff that as adults we don't know how to do. And so, you know, a lot of times it's funny seeing what they'll come up with, things that we never thought were possible.
Right. Now, on a lot of these summer programs, I imagine there's a deadline to sign up for. Are we okay with the deadline here for the
Yes,
the camp?
Right now we've got 5 kids already enrolled to the radio camp. We're still taking more. Okay. So you can always sign up online at the city's website, lagunabeachcity.net.
All right.
And then we also have a lot of classes that are drop-in. We have a lot of our beach classes, our skim classes that are always available for drop-in. Like one day, you know, you're coming back from vacation, you're in the middle of the week, you need to just do something with your kids, we've got that available. So we also have weekly pricing on a lot of our classes. So definitely check out our classes online, lagunabeachcity.net.
Okay. Now, your office is in the over by the Suzy Q Center. Am I crazy? Is it in the Suzy Q Center?
No, you're right. And, okay. Let's get this straight. It's the Laguna Beach Community and Suzy Q Senior Center. And so I want to emphasize the community part of that. Yeah. So a lot of people, we get it, you know, on a daily basis, people will come into the building like, oh my God, I've never been in here.
Right.
I've seen it. I always thought it was a senior center. So I think that's something we're really trying to show the public, that this is a community center. We've got kids programs on one end all day long. We've got ballet, tap classes, art classes. We've got adult classes. And then on the other side, we do have our senior classes. We have our senior lunch program. But it really is a community and senior center. We really want people to stop by and come by and say hi. It's an amazing facility. I'm really lucky. My office is right across from the dance studios.
Right.
So I'm seeing families come by. And it helps me. It helps me program, because I'll have parents come in, sit down in my office. We'll talk about different programs their kids are doing, things they want to see for the future. So having community services move over to the community center was probably the best thing we've ever done.
Are there any pet projects you've got in the back of your head that you're thinking, all right, maybe for next summer I can put this together? Or are you just way too busy to be doing stuff like that?
I've always got a bunch of ideas. Usually they're pretty crazy. My staff does help me kind of bring myself back to reality. My head is crazy. I have the craziest ideas. But we are one of the cool ideas we're doing right now is we're partnering with the school district, and we've got a adult education program that we're launching this fall.
Ooh.
And so the school district gets a certain amount of money in state funding for adult education. And it's one area that they've had trouble finding classes and instructors. So we're actually going to help them. We're starting off with some Microsoft classes. We'll have Microsoft Word classes, Excel, basic computer, setting up emails, all that kind of stuff. And all these classes are going to be completely free to the residents.
Oh, that's great.
We're going to have them at the community center, and they're completely free. We're going to start with computer classes. Then we're adding also resume prep. And so a lot of these classes are geared for adults entering or, you know, trying to promote themselves in the workforce.
Right. What a great idea. And absolutely necessary in a community like this. Absolutely necessary. Great idea. And we're looking to maybe start that when?
So those classes will launch in the fall, okay. And then every semester we're going to add some more classes. So we'll be kind of, you know, building on the success, seeing how things work, and seeing what the residents really want. The goals of this program is really to bring that educational aspect to adults, which don't normally traditionally have that avenue here in the city.
Right. Now, I think the computer classes are great, because I'm half of my life is spent on the computer going, God, I didn't get this. I don't know it. So I think that's going to be great. You might be seeing me there. Your second song that you chose, wow, What a great classic. And if you haven't seen this in a movie or something, you haven't seen movies, man. But it's one of the great songs of all time. It's Stand By Me from Benny King. Tell me about the significance for you.
Yeah, this is one of those soul cleansing songs to me. It's whenever I put this on, I have a smile on my face. I very often play this first thing in the morning in my office. It kind of gets me set for the day, gets me ready to attack the day. It just kind of cleans the soul. And it's just one of those amazing, you know, classical songs for me.
Great taste in music. I'm digging this conversation. Okay, let's check it out now. This is Benny King and Stand By Me.
When the night has come and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So dark.
You know, that song makes me think of summertime as well, too. I don't know why, but I feel summery when Benny King is singing Stand By Me. So, yeah, another fine choice there, Adam. We are speaking with Adam Gufferati, senior recreational supervisor here at the City of Laguna Beach. And, you know, I noticed you mentioned the pool earlier. I noticed that it had been closed for a little while for some. Is it open again?
Yeah, we opened on Monday. We closed for 2 weeks. We had some issues with the roof. So the main building, the original roof was put on in 1993.
Okay.
And so we had some leaks. So we decided to shut down, put on a whole new roof. And then when we were closed, it allowed us to do some minor repairs too. So we did some deep cleaning of the facility. We actually drained half the pool water out. It's always good to drain the pool and add new fresh water every couple of years.
Yeah.
That facility, if you've not been over there, it's one of our busiest facilities. You know, we open at 6 a.m. on Tuesday and Thursday, and we stay open all the way until 9:15 at night. So it was tough closing for 2 weeks, but we had to get it done, and the new roof looks amazing.
Let me ask you a question that's important to me. How often do we clean the pool?
Oh, it gets cleaned every day.
All right, yes, that's very good. I love that.
It gets cleaned every day. We actually have a robotic vacuum.
Oh,
it's pretty
cool.
Amazing. We drop it in the pool. It goes all night long, goes up and down, has air sensors. It's a pretty impressive piece of equipment, but that pool is very clean.
That's cool. I have one of those things at the house that chases the dogs around.
Yes.
Now, what else is happening this summer that I haven't covered yet?
So the annual Brook Street Window opened. So
nice.
If you don't know, it's the annual Brook Street Surfing Classic.
Okay.
This year is the 56th year we're going to run it, hopefully, you know, with the surf gods. We want to make sure we get that surf. But yeah, it opens the first weekend in June, and it can happen anytime all the way until October. So last couple years, we've run it in September and in October. So, you know, we're not sure when it happens. It's kind of a logistical nightmare for the staffing, but it's one of those amazing local community events.
Right, because it could be no waves. You choose a certain week or whatever, and you might not have any waves. How much notice do you get before you find out it's going to happen?
So we have an amazing partner, Brandy. Brandy Faber is our partner that actually runs the tournament. And he'll start giving me a call or emails like on Monday. He's like, hey, the surf looking good. I'll get back to you on Tuesday. And so, you know, he'll call me on Tuesday and we'll kind of communicate. And then by Wednesday, I'll start emailing the city manager so that he can let the city council know. And then, you know, Thursday, it's looking better. And then, you know, by Thursday night, we kind of make that decision. Are we going to go down and see how it is Saturday morning? So right. We typically go down at 6 a.m. on Saturday. And there's all the old surf dudes are down there and they're kind of looking the waves. And I kind of gauge how they're feeling.
Right.
I can pretty much tell as soon as I show up if it's going to happen, because Brandy's got a big smile. All the surf guys are getting their surfboards. But there is a lot of times where I go down there and for, you know, whatever happens, the wind, you know, changes, tides change, and it's completely flat. And right. So we have to call it off. So we right. do have every summer one or two fire drills.
Okay. And when you call it off, I don't mind going out there with a paddleboard or a kayak, man. I like glassy water too.
Yep, so. Yep. It's not, I'm a stand upper, so yeah, I enjoy it too.
So Adam, is there anything we've left off? You've got it, and I know you're one of the busiest guys in the city, man, especially during the summer. Anything else that I'm forgetting about?
You know, we've got a little bit of everything. Come on down to the community center. We'd love to see you down there. And then look for the end of the summer. We're going to have putting out our flyers for our annual cookie contest. It's one of our fun events that we do. It takes place in November, and we'd love to see you out there. We love to have you as a judge this year, Ed.
I would love that.
All right. We'll make it happen.
I'm a fan of the cookie. So your last song before we go, your last song, a Green Day song. Many people get the title wrong. Many people don't get the title. It's actually called Good Riddance. So tell me the significance of this song for you.
You know, it was growing up in Orange County and Mission Viejo and in the late 90s and 2000s. This was when I was in high school. This was our, you know, end of the night song, kind of just with friends or at a bonfire. You'd always have that friend that would play the guitar. And so this would be the song that they'd be playing. And so, you know, it's got that, again, that emotional kind of connection with myself. And just it's one of those songs, like the last two songs I chose, that just puts a smile on my face.
Yeah. Yeah. Very well. Just a great selection of three songs. Let's hear it now. This is Green Day and Good Riddance. Not good riddance to you.
I'll be here.
But thank you for coming in today.
No problem. Thanks
for
having me.
All right. And we'll look forward to seeing you this summer.
Sounds great.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test known as why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something. something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.